Okay, guys. Hi, I'm an addict. My name's Steve, and
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I'm standing in for Tony today because he's got a long waiting for dentist appointment, and yeah, it wasn't right for him to give that up. So I'm standing in his chair today. So if we could just start this with a moment of silence to remember the still suffering addict in and out of these rooms. Thank you, guys. The agenda was posted in the Higna group this morning, and it's actually on the ASC page. I've got a copy in front of me, but I'm only put this in now. I'm sure this is what he meant to say. Is God grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts, instill in us a sense of your purpose, make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selflessness that this may truly be your work, not ours, so that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you, guys. And could we just have a quick roll call of who you are and what your service position may or may not be? Christine, I'll go through the list.
I'm Christine. I'm an addict. I'm currently vice chair of the ASC, although Steve stands in today because I haven't been well. And I also I moderate and normally represent the Tuesday lunchtime Step 11 meditation meeting.
Thank you, Christine. Ellie?
I'm Ellie. I'm an addict. I'm the chair of the Tuesday Ask It chair and post person who posts at the Ask It Basket meeting Tuesday night, and I'm the GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Thank you, Ellie. Hilmarie?
Hi, addict Hilmarie. I'm the chair of the illness in recovery meeting on Thursday night, and I do a chair alternatively with Christine on the Tuesday meditation IGNA meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hilmarie. Jay?
Addict, my name is Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Thank you, Jay. Tammy?
Yeah, my name's Tammy. I'm an addict. I'm the greeter in the GSR for the Friday night Living Clean meeting on his.
Thank you, Tammy. Michael?
Addict in recovery. My name is Michael. I'm the chair of the Let's Get Better Together group on Monday nights at 7 p.m. I'm a monitor for the Ask It Basket group on Tuesday nights. I'm the RCM for the Higna group.
Thank you,
I think
Michael.
that's it.
And Molly E, welcome. Would you like to just say your name and unmute?
Hi, my name's Molly and I'm an addict. I
Hi,
am
Molly.
poster in GSR for the Wednesday women's meeting.
Fantastic. Thank you. Welcome. Glad you're here. Andy. Would you like
Hi.
to do?
Sorry, I was having trouble with technology. Hi, my name's Andy. I'm an addict and I'm the chair of the women's meeting. And just here to observe, listen, learn.
Fantastic. Thank you. Glad you're with us.
Thanks, Andy.
Penny.
Hi, my name's Penny and I'm an addict. I chair the Thursday lunchtime IP study meeting. And I'm here to observe at the moment. We don't have a GSR for that meeting.
Thank you, Penny. Glad you're here. I've had yeah, as I said, we've got an apology from Tony, unable to come today, and we got a message from our secretary saying she's had a family thing, just literally just turned up. She's going to try and turn up before the end of the meeting, but we'll send her the recording and she'll do the minutes. Thank you. And Approval of last ASC minutes. I'm not sure if we had them done. I haven't. I can't recall whether I've seen those or not. You might be able to tell me better, Christine, but there's nothing to approve as far as I know. The recording's on the ASC page, so if people want to hear what was being discussed, they can go to that. Election of trusted servants, etc., as required, and the service positions that are available currently as the ASC are Vice Treasurer, Vice Secretary, Alternate RCM, and a Vice Web Servant. So I'm going to ask if anyone is here at the moment might be willing to step up and do one of those service positions. If anyone's interested, we can kind of do a quick run through of what they involve. Otherwise, please announce that in groups. I'm kind of taking that as a no. So yeah, but yeah.
Go ahead, Ali. Can you explain about the web? Service.
Okay. Well, yeah. A vice web servant position is just someone to kind of be sort of jointly responsible for maintaining the upkeep of the website. So that would be kind of updating pages as and when required. Ultimately, would take over the service position, but. As the current web servant, I'd be more than happy to spend as much time as was required to train someone up to be able to do that. It's okay, 2 year minimum, 2 year clean time requirement, I think, for that.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to think about it and talk to my sponsor, but I'm kind of interested in that one.
Awesome. Yeah, fantastic.
I'll let you know.
We need some nice new graphics on the website. That would be very cool.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie. Okay, guys, so I'm just going to move on unless anybody's got any other questions about the service positions. That was a no. Okay, I'm kind of joint treasurer with Debs. Debs is kind of our financial kind of person. Make sure that everything's in order in terms of the bank accounts and our registration with HMRC, etc. She's actually informed me or formed us that everything is in order. She's filed the books effectively for last year, so that was all submitted on April 4th. She had a note back saying thank you very much, nothing to see here, carry on. So that's all kind of in hand. I'll just run through this, which is the current financial status. Okay, the closing balance at the end of the last ASC was 1,493 quid. The current financial status is that we have £854.99 in the PayPal account and £654.45 in the bank account. Expenses that have gone out since the last ASC in February is a total of £204.20. £200 contribution went to the March RSC, which was paid at the beginning of March, and we've had a total of £4.20 in postage, which is there for sending out key tags as people request them. So our closing balance as of yesterday was £1,509.44. We have a prudent reserve of £500, which we continually update. That was as of at the moment, which gives us a tradition 7 surplus of £1,009.44 as of today. For those that are new, welcome, by the way. Just give you a basic idea, our current fixed annual expenses, which have been adjusted recently to account for a slight increase, would be the website and domain to run the website costs us £49.15 a year. The Blue Jeans account, which allows us to hold the meetings, is £170.90, which is the annual fee, which was paid, I think, in January. That comes to a total of £207.64. So we keep 2 years running expenses as a prudent reserve. That equates to 38 pence per meeting per week, or if you're in the US, 45 cents per meeting per week at the current rates. So has anybody got any questions with regard to the Treasury report?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Andy. I'm an addict.
Hi, Andy.
I'm not from here, so I'm just curious. What does your area usually propose to do with your excess funds?
We decide that as we go along. It's on the agenda. So we have our use of Tradition 7 funds section. It's old business that continually gets what we've been doing in the last few last while is sending regular donations to the RSC.
Oh, cool. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So does that answer your question?
Yes. Fantastic. That answers,
any other questions or any other clarity needed with regard to the treasury report?
My name's Penny. I'm an addict. Sorry, did I miss? How much is the prudent reserve?
It's £500.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay, so if everyone's happy with that, I'll just run through a very quick website report. Which the website's running well. Development work is ongoing for the deployment of the new Pro template features. That's constantly going on in the background. You won't see much of it, but it is making a difference. Backups are being taken regularly. Website content, software and plugins, etc. are being updated as required. And we have recently updated some of the protocols for the site security, which makes it a little bit more secure. So there's some stuff around spam and bits and pieces like that. So that's it for the website. So it's going on. So has anybody got any questions about that? Okay, there being none, I'm going to hand you over to Michael, who's going to give us our RCM report. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Steve. I'm a grateful recovering addict. My name is Michael.
I'm Michael.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's great to have you all here. I'm just going to read you what happened at Region, just to let you know. The RSC was attended by 23 regional committee members and alternate committee members over the 2 days. And they had a few people, 36 to be exact. So, but they were asking if any other areas that who are part of the UK region to be represented at the region. The RSC returned to Wales, which is the first time, I think, while that was where the last regional service committee met. And they had a successful fellowship development event that Saturday evening. And it was just wonderful, according to what I've been told. The Treasury team is investigating possibilities using card payment machines in meetings and how that could be implemented. Okay, and the RCMs, we voted on increasing the per diem expenses for the admin committee from £20 to £30 while serving at the RSC. And also voted to increase the delegates attending the WSC to $70 as proposed to the 23 conference agenda. I'm not sure what the CAT is. And also the per diem, increase the per diem for delegates to attend the European delegates meeting to €50 in line with other regions at that level. I'll get to the Treasury report later. I'll send that out. I can send this whole thing out to you guys if necessary. And we just got a vice secretary elected. It was Willow Rose from the Devon Group. But they're still needing a secretary, and the clean time requirements is 3 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. Minimum, and the service is for 1 year. And I'm not sure if the, of course, somebody from Fellowship Development can correct me on this. We asked the RCMs to share an environmental scan with their areas. The PowerPoint can be found here, which, sorry, that part wasn't meant to be said. So I'm not sure if we've done one, but I'll get some clarity on that. Over the last month, this is very important. Over the last month, our website committee members have received abuse on the phone by Narcotics Anonymous members because the meetings or events haven't been moderated as quickly as they'd liked. Analysis is unacceptable. We have to remind members that the website committee are currently running on a very skeletal basis. So if a meeting isn't being, if it says that there's a meeting there, but on the web page, but it's not there. Don't contact the website committee just yet because they're just updating all the meetings as they go along, the way I understand it. Oh. Sorry, I'm just reading the action list as we go along. Okay. I was asked from the regional delegates to ask the car resource information. The delegate team will collate and responses so they can submit the UK car consciousness, which they were submitted on the 1st of April. We also had a car survey, which is the Conference of Gender Report survey. And if you want to know more about that, talk to me after the meeting, or I'll send the action list over to the group later. I apologize, I didn't do that. I've just been incredibly busy. Our delegates are going to be going to, went to Portugal in February for the EDM. And they're looking for, right now, the European Convention Committee is looking for members who would like to speak at the convention. And they were talking about the European Convention, which was held in Egypt. There was 1,090 people attending. Of course, a top attendance was by Egypt, then United States, and then UK. After the seed money was given back to the EDM, there was a 20,000 euro surplus. 20% was forwarded to NAS and forwarded to the Egyptian Fellowship, and the rest went back to the EDM. Just to let you know, there are learning days coming up between the 19th and 21st of May. There will be 14 to 15 workshops during those days. The registration fee will be 15 euros and available through PayPal. There is a Facebook page. This is the 5th European Service Learning Day, and it was, and I believe that's supposed to be, it doesn't state where it is, so I apologize for that. They had a Romanian task team visit Romania in November of 2020, had a great welcome, and they sent literature to them. There is a 33-page ebook, especially written by young addicts for young addicts. This document is ready for publication, pending approval by the body. The booklet will be at the EDM approved literature, not the WB approved. The booklet has been approved and now is available to download. And If you're interested in going to the European delegates meeting, there'll be a website you can go to, shown here, shown a little bit later. The UK SO has 10,000 white key rings finally, because that was been a very big a contentious thing, because they didn't have enough white key rings, and they finally received 10,000 of them. Fellowship development continues to receive support requests from people interested in what they're doing. And usually anyone sending support requests are invited to our meetings. We give suggestions, discussions, ideas, etc. We attended the ASC to help bridge the conflict to resolution, try to answer general questions, to steer people to the right person or committee to give solutions. That's been our fellowship development. Yes. UK PI involvement areas. We shall approach all PIs failing assertion to find out what needs and encourage participation and in communication with the UK PI. Find out what, I'm not sure if we don't have a PI committee as of yet. I'm just skimming through some of the things that are, I don't think will go so over some, they go over my head, so I'm just assuming they'll go over yours. But you can see it later. Okay. We currently have 1,377 meetings listed in the website, which is an increase of 35 meetings since the last region, which was in January. And is asking members that the website committee is currently running on a skeletal committee. Over the last month or so, committee members have been under a lot of pressure from ASCs, RCMs, and subcommittee members regarding archival email addresses. There were 272 sent out in December asking email addresses were still in use. The links within the emails which led to form complete. And can we all remember that the members of comms are recovering addicts being of service to the fellowship? They're not in position to chase those who are not complete forms and responsible requesting to reactivate email addresses as quickly as they can. Just support the comms committee. They're doing the best they can with what the people they have right now. H&I are asking all the areas H&I representatives to let us know how many meetings they're doing. We don't have an H&I rep just as yet. And we have an archive committee which is spending time looking through all the archival information of our UK region. And it's a huge task and may take years to complete. For us to go forward, we need to consider man hours needed, cost associated in order to achieve this goal as a functioning, accessible archive. And there is a lot of cost as well as time implications. They're asking for outsource archiving to professional archive companies in doing so. And they're going to be bringing this issue to the May US RC. Because a lot of stuff needs to be taken care of because it's old and it needs to be temperature. It has to be kept in a cool, dark place so that it could last a little bit longer. The Princeton sponsorship is always looking for male sponsors to support people who are incarcerated. So if you're interested in that, let me know. The Guidelines Committee could use more members if you're interested in that. They meet every Thursday at 7, between 7 and 8 on Zoom. It's online because I think they just have, they don't have a place to do it at, as we speak. There is there's an ad hoc inappropriate behavior committee, which is looking into inappropriate behavior at meeting level as well as online, and what we as a fellowship can do about that. Let's see if there's anything else. The next, I'm going to go into the treasurer's report because that's, I think, which I kind of put it off until the last minute. The Treasury says that it had a closing balance in January of £15,624.05. The pre-RSC contributions were £12,282.55. So the total contributions was £12,282.55. And so far, the subtotal is £27,906.60. They had £14,229.83 payments, and they made no, according to our treasury, they had made no contribution to the regional, the European delegates, nor the WSO. The closing balance so far is $13,676.77, after their prudent reserve of $8,683.23, they have a. Is that right? They have a reserve sum of $7,660. After all the checks have cleared, the available funds is minus eight. I don't know if this makes any sense to me. $8,683.23. And that is it for now. Is there any question? I'm going to turn it over to the chair. Or that's my report.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
You can post that up.
Thank you, Michael.
You can post up that action list on the WhatsApp page. That'd be really helpful, I think. Fantastic. Okay. Thank you. I can clarify a couple of things, but the EV scan was completed last year. I think the question was about, has anybody got any questions from the areas they would like to be asked in the next one? It can be seen on the fduknA.org website, which is www.fd.uknA.org. I'll pop the link in if you want. That's that. What else was there? In response to what you were saying, as vice chair of UK and AFD, I'll be attending Berlin on behalf of region with EDM FD UK FD EDM rep. So looking forward to that. That's kind of it, really. Oh, the H&I stuff. Just let you guys know that the update with regard to that and online presence with H&I across the UK is being dealt with. They're currently. They've rolled out a pilot using a program called Visionable, which has been accepted for use by prison services across the UK. I believe there's a number of jails that are now using it, and it's actually an offshoot of Blue Jeans, I believe, or I'm not 100% certain. They're really happy with it. It's highly secure. So that is a project that's going on with regard to the UK and the fact that they're beginning to bring regularly scheduled online meetings into jails around the UK. So the update of that. That's it, really. So has anybody else got any other questions they'd like to ask Michael about the RCM, about his report?
Jay's got his hand up. I don't know if that's...
I'm an addict. My name is Jay. Did I understand you right that there's literature being written and distributed by the EDM that isn't approved by the fellowship?
You're talking about the young person's...
The e-book.
Thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You don't distribute literature that's not approved by the fellowship, even if it's written by the fellowship.
I have no idea. It was approved by the EDM, I understand.
That's a hill of beans.
Yeah.
Let me just double check. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
If it's not approved by the fellowship, you can't distribute it.
I'm just trying to see where that is. I'm sorry about this. Heard that earlier. I know that.
You at this point, you're violating the FIPIT. Which I really don't care about, but you are.
I would say for clarity that there are a couple of UK region approved bits of literature included in which is what to expect at your first NA meeting, and the original disruptive and inappropriate behaviour in meetings IP that was also written and approved by the UK region. It's available from UKSO, so I don't know whether that's set precedent in terms of the EDM being able to create, approve and produce literature under their name as well. No idea.
Yeah, I just saw that. Oh, here it is. The actual, if I did read that, it's this document is ready for publication pending approval from the body. This booklet.
The body being the EDM?
I believe so, yes. This booklet will be EDM approved literature, not WB, which World Board approved.
I didn't know we were doing that yet. I haven't. That should be discussed at a world level,
right?
It's not that is not precedent that you can publish literature locally that's got the NA logo on it registered.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm not mistaken, that it has to be, if it's a world approved thing, it's registered, it has that little R thing being
right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we haven't distributed literature across the fellowship that was done locally.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm aware of.
Yeah, well,
that's the first I've heard of that stuff. I mean, not producing ebooks. I guess that everybody mm-hmm. who's working on ebook stuff should be able to do the same thing. I don't have if we allow everybody to do it, problem. If we only allow certain people to do it, then I have a problem because mm-hmm. it's not a level playing field. That's all.
Okay.
Did anybody discuss it at the regional?
It was notified to us at region. I'm losing your sound a bit. I don't know if it's just me.
Yeah. I didn't hear the last few things, but just to let you know, when I send the action list, you can actually download the e-booklet, the e-book. It's going to be in the regional delegates folder, so That way you can take a look at it for yourself. And I don't know if it's meant to be, to be honest with you, was it, it went through the EDM and now it's going to go to World for approval, or what's, what the deal is with it. So.
Thank you. I think, Andy, you've got, you're posting some stuff. You've got, would you like to kind of share that with the group?
Oh, I didn't know. Hi, my name's Andy. I'm an addict. I was just putting it out there that, like, well, I was reiterating what you had said. There's just simply that there are some bits of literature that the UK produced that are not actually World Board, you know, World, not World Board, sorry, but World Service Conference approved, but that there is some stipulation with the TIP. And also there's a motion in the recent CAR by the World Board, I believe, regarding the TIP. I'm terrible with memory, unfortunately. But I mean, I imagine that what you're saying, I believe it was Jay that brought up the concern. This concern is worldwide, and yeah, I imagine they'd have to bring it to the World Service Conference. But I just posted a link to the EDM in case there was like some clarification needed. I imagine somebody there at their PR committee would be able to assist better.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Go ahead then.
Well, I just want to say, Aditya Maria, I honestly don't have much experience of this, but if something is not approved by the World Service Office, it cannot be sent out. I've never heard that that the European, the EDM have their own a set of approval, because that's when, in my opinion, you might get differences, things being written differently to what they were actually approved and the original literature of NA. Anyway, so it's just something I want to say. Thank you.
Right. Penelope, I see you got your hand up.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your report, Michael. And I was just wondering about this, because I do believe a few weeks ago somebody sent me a link for the ebook. I can't remember if that was for approval or whether it's just circulating, because there are a lot of young people that are very computer savvy and stuff. These days, and I, you know, do think it might be out there. It's like the cat's out the bag, right?
I understand that, but you can't do it for one place and not do it for the fellowship, because people have been working on literature for years. Mm-hmm. that isn't talked about unless you're in certain places. And if the EDM all of a sudden can write their own literature, and it doesn't matter what the rest of the fellowship thinks, then we should be able to write our own literature no matter where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't matter what the fellowship thinks. And I don't have a problem with that, because I think the FIBRIT should be blown up and burned.
Yeah. But can I just say, I think what we're asking for here, Michael, is more clarity on this.
Okay.
The status okay. of it, and the status of that booklet. With the various concerns that have been voiced, I think that's what's being asked for here.
I think that's
Thank
right,
you, Christine. Thank you very much.
So, Michael, I think that's right. I think what Christine summed that up quite well. Can we leave that with you to maybe get some clarity around that process? If you get in touch with the AD, the ADs and see what they say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And report back to us at the next ASC, whichever, or it's a question that you might want to bring up at the next RSC, or including our report to the ASC, that we, there's some questions have been asked around that. Is that okay with you, Michael?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I just have one question for those who are a little bit more savvier on the CARB report. Isn't this a motion in the current CARB report about literature now, about young people recovery? Because somebody asked about this, asked about our feedback pertaining to this a while back.
Okay, yeah.
I don't see anything in the car. I don't remember anything in the car.
Nor do I.
That was a motion.
Okay.
There's general motions in the car with respect to the FIPT, but yeah, James, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, there is no specific motion asking
and,
for.
And if you look at the survey, I don't know if there's anything on for young people's in the survey. No. I don't really spend a lot of time looking at the survey because it's the people who decide are the people that are in the World Board.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name's Andy. I'm an addict.
Hello, Andy.
Hi,
Andy.
I don't want to butt in. I was just, I'm a GSR for a face-to-face meeting in my local area in Liverpool. So I've had the pleasure of reading the CAR and discussing it at length and attending a few, CAR report workshops. As I understand it, there is something regarding, like, as I obviously did not make a lot of sense, but there is something that's about the young people literature as well as areas or regions, not areas, sorry, regions creating some literature that would suit their particular area or their region. Similarly to IPs, as I understand it, like only IPs, and it was in hopes to facilitate the community's development. So it wouldn't be like rewriting the basic text or something, but it would be like how, as it was brought up, the UK has their What to Expect as an option to give to newcomers. I lived in Poland prior to here, and like they had a few IPs that were direct translation of our current IPs that we have, but they were still in the process of being approved so that by the time, while they're waiting for it to be approved, they run the risk of losing members. So it's like some places will distribute while it's in the approval process. And I know that a lot of people, similarly, like as Jay was bringing up, there is, of course, reasonable concern. And again, as I understand it, going through the CAR and CAR workshops, this is a topic that's being brought up. Forgive me that I can't just pull out of the air motion 15. but if you like, I could send a PDF with the motions and tallies. Although, yes, a lot of it is like intense garbledygook of businessy type language. You can get kind of the basics and understanding of what they're speaking about, if anyone's interested.
Thank you, Andy.
We have quite a concise breakdown already in circulation on HIGNA with the tally sheets. And I, too, have something ringing at the back of my mind about locally approved literature, but I thought that was coming in the next cycle.
Yeah, that's also
again,
how
I couldn't swear
it.
To it.
I'm with you. That's how I understand it as well, is that it's in the cycles, motions, and that it's to be discussed, although that there has been previously approved, like, I don't know, documents or word, you know, like wording like that, yes, regents can, you know, with reason, of course, approve some bits, only IPs, not re, you know what I mean? Like, because of course you have to follow the copyright. Of course, like, but yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that made sense. I'm sorry if it didn't.
Okay, guys, I think that's, yeah, thank you, Andy. Yeah, I think we've kind of resolved that. We're going to leave it with Michael to get some clarity about what the approval process of was for that particular piece of information. I've just posted a link to it, September 2021, says it's copyright 2019 by European Delegates Meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. Doesn't say anything about anybody having approved it or not, so that's information that's out there. So we'll leave that with you, Michael. Is that okay?
Sorry, yes, that'll be fine. Yes,
thank you, Michael.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get something online. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, and thank you for your report. Okay, I'm going to hand you over to Christine, who's going to kind of rattle through the group reports. I would suggest that if there's not a GSR or representative for the meeting, that we don't kind of make it up as you go along. So over to you, Christine.
Okay, Sunday night. Meeting Sunday night 6 p.m. just for today meeting. I spoke to Mark last night, who's the only person doing service for that meeting. It's usually a relatively small meeting, but it was fairly big last night. But he is unable to attend this meeting due to work commitments. Any time in the future, and we've been asking for further servants for that meeting for a while, but meeting can run it. Yeah, he asked me to provide a short report. Meeting can run anything from 8 to last night, I think it was 17 in the meeting at one point. And the meeting runs well. It has regular attendees. It has an atmosphere of, it has a good atmosphere of recovery. It carries the NA message. That's it. So that's just me providing the basics. I can put it in a group report if that's okay.
That's Christine.
Thank you. Monday lunchtime meeting, and perhaps you'd like to do Wednesday at the same time, Jay?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Monday night, Michael, your meeting. I always forget the title of it, sorry. I haven't got it off the top of my head.
I'm an addict named Michael, and it's called Let's Get Better Together. And there is no GSR for the group, so I'll speak for the group. Represent. Message carried. We do get an average of 8 to 10 people at that meeting. Yeah, and always looking for new people to kind of give insight. And that's it from me.
Thank you. Tuesday lunchtime, Step 11 meditation meeting. The attendance has gone up recently. Michael and Ellie have been stepping up for me because of what's been going on with me health-wise, providing support. I mean, I'm helping when I'm able. I put the clock up. if that's much good. But the attendance has been going up recently. We've had as 8 to 12 people in the meeting. Good atmosphere of recovery. Yep, that's about it. Tuesday, Ellie's gone. Michael, can you? Oh, so Ellie put in a group report.
Oh, Ellie did. Well, that's lovely. I'm the GSR, supposedly GSR is a group anyway. among my other hats I wear. It's the Ask It Basket group, and we have a great attendance, message carried. Every once in a while we'll get a bomber or two, but they get eliminated out of the meeting immediately. So, yeah, and it's a great little meeting. Yes, loads of support. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. And Andy, women's meeting, Wednesday women's meeting. Jay's already made his report, or Molly, whoever's doing it. Molly, can you report for the women's meeting? Your mic's open, but I'm not hearing you. You've got a very, very poor signal.
Yeah, the web with hi. Yes. Yeah, it's a relatively small meeting. We average between 6 and 12 participants.
Molly.
Yeah, we've lost your sound, Molly.
Your signal is so poor, Molly, that we're not really hearing you. So I don't know if Andy's able to network strength is poor.
Hi, my name's Andy, I'm an addict.
Hi, Andy.
Well, for some reason, Molly and this website doesn't seem to, like, work out together very well. It's a shame. Molly was, I think, saying that we have a small meeting, but we have roughly 6 to 12 members. We do have a position open as an alternate secretary, hoping that person would also be interested in taking on the secretary role as it is open in June. It's always welcoming to any new ladies who'd like to join, so please feel free to share that we are here.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Thursday lunchtime IP meeting.
Hi, I'm Penny, I'm an addict, I'm the chair of that meeting.
Penny, we're not hearing you either, and your sound signal's fine.
we currently have a full committee except for GSR. We're very well attended. It seems to be quite popular, mainly because people say they don't read these IPs when they first get given them, and come to them later in recovery and find that they're very relevant. We get between 12 and 18, sometimes 20 people a week. And yeah, so that's it really. Please announce that we need a GSR for that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny. So that leads us to the Thursday illness and recovery meeting. Hilmary, would you like to make a brief group report for that, as you are currently the secretary?
Yes, Addis Hilmary. The group is going very well. We do need a GSR in the group, and we have got some service positions vacant there as well. I would say we've got a regular attendance in the group, and sometimes it comes up to 15. It's like between 8 and 15 members in the group attending. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Hilmary. Friday night Living Clean meeting. Steve.
Hi guys, Tammy's just put a message in to say she's had to go. There's nothing to report for the Friday night meeting, other than the fact it's running well, good atmosphere of recovery, yada yada yada. We just decided to continue with the Living Clean, having come to the end of the reading again, the book again, so we're kind of control, alt, delete, wash, rinse, repeat. Thanks.
And the Saturday speaker?
Yeah, meeting's running well. We don't currently have a GSR. We have just recently got a new greeter for the meeting. Still struggling. Well, not struggling. We occasionally don't get a speaker, and it defaults to a GS, to a just for today meeting. It's always a good meeting, always well attended. And as usual, all the shares that are recorded and go up onto the Hignor Library page. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. I think that's all of the groups, right?
Yeah.
If it's of any help to anybody, I just posted the GSR basics. It's because what I'm hearing is we don't have that many GSRs. That's kind of probably about average. I attended an ASC in the Shires recently as a representative of Fellowship Development, and they only had, I think it was 12 of 32 GSRs present, which is kind of about a third. We do probably pretty well with regard to that in terms of numbers per head as such. Other than that, thank you. Okay, guys, thank you, Christine. So we have some old business, which is use of Tradition 7 funds. As anybody, we have that current balance of surplus of 1,009. Has anybody got anything, any ideas that they want to bring forward? We're always encouraging the groups to come up with new and innovative ways that we might be able to make use of the funds. Traditionally, recently, we've been sending a donation to Region. Do we want to continue? Do we want to do that again for the upcoming Region in May? So I'm throwing it open to the floor, really.
Yeah, I'm Christine, I'm an addict. I propose we send the usual £200 donation to Region.
Okie doke. Anybody want to
they
second
have their
that?
Finances together?
Sorry, Jay?
Do they have their finances together?
They do.
Okay, I'll second it.
Cool. For information, the UK Region Treasury is currently in the process of doing a forensic audit and have got, they've also got a specialist tax accountant looking into the status of the UKNA region itself, not UKSO, the actual region itself. And they've had one initial consultation which has said that they think it's okay, but they're going to go into it in a bit more depth and make a report back as time goes along. The UK Region Treasurer and Vice Treasurer were actually given the opportunity to stand again for another year whilst they get that sorted out so they can kind of get some continuity in the discussion that's being had. So that's kind of all in hand, but it sounds like it's moving in the right direction. I've got another proposal here, which is someone, Andy, suggesting that we send half to Region and half to Norse. Are you suggesting £100 to each? Is that what you're saying, Andy?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm happy with both ideas, to be honest, but I just thought it's another option.
Okay, thank you.
They don't recognize online meetings as regular meetings of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm against that.
Absolutely.
Actually, in this most current CAR, there are a number of motions to look at how online meetings have helped incredibly.
I've been dealing
great
with this for 10 years.
Yeah, seeing is believing, I think.
Naturally.
And we don't vote on what a meeting is and what a meeting isn't. So that motion number 4 in the CAR is really out of order.
It is.
That's a whole nother discussion. Because we've never voted on the time I've been in this program, which is over 40 years. We've never voted on what a meeting is and what a meeting
is. My name's Penny. I'm an addict. Online meetings have saved my life. I don't know what about anything else. But getting back to the finances, I seem to remember we sent 300 to the region, and I know that it's important for the blood to flow around the body, as it were. That I think we do need to stay connected in some kind of relevant way, because we are in funds and not doing anything with it. And the whole point that I was always taught is that, you know, beyond the prudent reserve, we send money on, so it's used responsibly.
Thanks, Penny. I would say, actually, I mean, looking at the books, our donation is in the last several months has been several regions has been 200, not 300. But are you proposing that we send 300, Penelope? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, for some reason I've got that
amount
stuck in my head, but
it's been on
the floor. It's on the floor for a vote, so it's been seconded. So I go.
That's
with
what
it.
I'm asking. Is our proposal that we send 300 this time?
Well, it does seem like we should send a bit more, but I don't want to interrupt the flow of the...
No, that's okay. I'm looking for someone to second that. Does anybody want to second that we send 300?
Well, hang on a minute. We've got one proposal.
Yeah, okay.
So
we have
a counter-proposal, or are we just going to amend? I'm happy to amend that proposal to 300.
Thank you, Christine. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second that, thank you. I don't know if I can. I'm not a GSR, but I'm happy to. That's all right.
Okay. So we have a second for that.
It is.
Do we have any objection? Do we have any strong objections to us sending £300? Can I take that as passed then? So we can organise that. Fantastic. What will happen is in the usual way, that will go out at the beginning of May, so as it doesn't mess with the books. So I'll send I'll do that. That gets sent from the bank, not PayPal, and I'll do that at the beginning of May, so as it's received by region before the next region on the 17th and 16th, 17th of that month, I think. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Have we got any new businesses? Anything is moving on? And we'll just reiterate, please use your imaginations, guys. If you can think of any other ways that we can use what's left of our tradition seven money that's going to help us to carry the message to the still suffering addict and fulfill our primary purpose, all suggestions are open for discussion. So please give it some thought. Have we got any new business anybody wants to bring? I'm going to take that as a no. We have no events currently planned. Okay, guys, so the closing balance as of today is the same as previously stated. For the record, is £1,509.44. That will be reflected. The £300 donation will be reflected in the balance on the next ASC. Thank you, guys. So we just have date of next meeting. Which would be in June. End of June at some point. Have we got any suggestions on the dates? The last week in June, we've got 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th or 30th.
Do we know when the next region is?
Next region's in May.
And have we got a date for the June region?
There won't be a region in June. It'll be in July.
Right. Stupid me.
Okay, it should be the second weekend in July, so
let's just have a look then.
8th and 9th.
But why does it do this now?
So 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th or 30th of June would be right. That would give Michael time to submit a report.
Can't open the calendar on this damn thing anymore. I've no idea.
Can I suggest the 25th after the IP meeting?
Say that again, sorry.
Can I suggest the 25th after the IP meeting at, say, 2?
The IP is in the 25th. The IP meeting would be on the 29th, because it's a Thursday.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, yeah. I thought we would. Are we talking about May?
No, June.
No, we're talking about June.
Because we only meet every 2 months.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
So 29th of June. Is that a proposal? Does anybody like to second that? That we do this on the Thursday, the 29th, IP meeting? Thank you, Jay. Yeah. Has anybody got any objections to that? There being none, that is carried. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for your patience.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everyone.
Fantastic. And Molly, as your first visit to us, could I ask you to close in the manner of your choice?
I'd love to. Using the wee version of the Serenity Prayer.
Yeah.
Using the word God as you understand him, her, or it. God.
Thank you
for coming back. And it sucks if you don't.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone, for your service. Thank you for letting
you
me
join. Andy. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy Molly.
Thank you, Andy. Love to see you.
Christine.
Bye-bye.
Bye.